patient viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, where we continue to discover just how extraordinary animals really are. This week, it is our pleasure to introduce to you Dr. Mitchell Sparrow.
I'm director of a practice called Child and Family Psychologists. We basically help people to solve problems of all ages and to be happier and what we call to rediscover hope.
And his amazing 28-year-old turtle named Florida.
I'd say he's quite gifted. You may not believe it, but Florida can do tricks.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to show you a few tricks that he can do. He can do sit, stay, roll over, heel, and you've seen him do a high five.
Tricks like a dog?
Sit, roll over. Come on, good boy. And come back. Come on, over here. Let's do sit. High fives. Give me a shake over here. That's it. Up here. Good boy. Wave. That's it. Around. And stop. Wave. Wave to the people. Other one. Come on over here. Wave with this one. Wave. That's it. Reach. Good boy.
Wow, yes, Florida really is incredible.
He has flown on the airplane to go up to New York. He did the Today Show with Matt Lauer. He did Inside Edition. He was featured on the internet.
Yeah.
He's been on national and, I guess, international TV as far as Japan.
Dr. Sparrow makes sure that his half-shell hero gets star treatment.
I will almost shellac his shell with a type of conditioner and a skin, and then slightly remove any types of pieces of dead skin. And I do take him to the vet, and he has his almost beak trimmed that enables him to eat easier. When we flew on the airplane, he had to have a health certificate, so they actually had to check him out all the way. He's only been sick one time in his life.
Well, of course, Florida is a healthy vegan, after all.
Basically, I gave him fruits, vegetables. He would have banana. He enjoys banana, but boy, does he make a mess with a banana all over the place. With regard to lettuce, a romaine lettuce is that which has more nutrition than just an iceberg lettuce. But I specifically buy a type of gel, and I sprinkle a type of multivitamin on it for reptiles.
Now let's find out what an impressive turtle and a psychologist have in common.
So Florida and I have kind of a special relationship. He has three toes on his back feet. So he's called a three-toed turtle, or a three-toed tortoise. He's dry land. On the front, he has five. And what you'll see is just the way that he'll listen to my voice and the way that he'll follow me. Right? You happy turtle? Let's go up and down. Come on. Happy turtle? Yes, you are. There you go. Happy turtle.
Oh, wow.
Good boy. He likes when you talk to him. And he won't take his eyes off of you. He comes way out of his shell for you because he's not afraid. And he's not shy anymore. But when he first came to Child and Family Psychologists, he was shy. There he goes. Now wave. Come on, Florida. Wave to her. There you go. Wave. Good boy.
Not only has little Florida overcome his own shyness, he now helps Dr. Sparrow inspire children to regain their hope and happiness.
So I started working with him with the children in play therapy. And he learned to help children, as we say, come out of their shells. With anxiety, with shyness, all different areas. So as the children would come by, they would see him, and even though they were a little nervous about being here, I would say, hi, want to see my turtle? And they're wondering what's going to happen. And a couple minutes, we're playing with the turtle on the floor, and they're laughing and giggling. So I'll hold the turtle up for them, and I'll say, watch this. He establishes eye contact. He'll look at you when you talk. And basically, I'll move the turtle back and forth, and he'll watch the child. When you're establishing eye contact, you're basically saying that you're not shy, you're not afraid, you're willing to communicate with somebody. So that's usually the beginning. Then I'll say, he can do tricks. The parents kind of look at me like I'm crazy, wondering what's going on, and I'll put him on the floor. The first thing I'll do is I'll have him heel. I'll bring my hands and he'll run towards me. Then what I've taught him to do is to lift up on his hindquarters. The basic physics of a turtle is that their shell is heavy in the back, so he'll actually roll over, and then I'll say, come on, Florida, hurry up. And I'll move my hand again. He'll flip himself back over, which I taught him. Some turtles can, some can't, but he'll do it very quickly for me now with his neck. And at that point, I'll ask him to chase his tail. He'll see my feet. He'll actually heel. He does sit, stay. He'll pause when I ask him just to stay. After he's done what I've asked him, I'll scratch his back. And he really enjoys that. You'll see that he'll stretch his neck all the way out and lift up as though he's almost in ecstasy.
Wow.
He knows the sound of my voice because I can walk into the room and speak to him, and he'll look up toward me. But the actual secret is the hand signals. And the children don't realize that, but it's what I'm actually doing with my hands that he'll cooperate with.
And how did Florida learn all these neat tricks? You'd be surprised. It seems a couple world champion tennis players had a hand in the training.
Borg and McEnroe were the two tennis players at the time. And I would go, Borg, McEnroe, Borg, McEnroe. And the turtle would follow my hand back and forth. And when they would play tennis, the ball would go back and forth for a long time.
Right.
And that was the original humor, that he could watch a tennis ball going back and forth.
Oh, wow.
After that, I noticed that when I would go to bring him out of the container, that he looked forward to it. He liked it. He wanted the interaction, almost like a dog.
Wow.
So that's why we say Florida, the turtle that thinks he's a dog, because he's learned dog tricks. Sit, stay, roll over, heel, and shake or a high five. I originally used lettuce to get him to pay attention. Now it's hand signals and attention that way. He responded because he got the attention, not just the food.
Maybe because he loves you, perhaps?
I hope so. As much as a man can love a turtle, I love my little turtle. He's a blast. He's one of a kind. I truly believe that any animal, given enough love and attention and time, can learn.
Though small in stature, a precious being like Florida shows us the limitless blessings and teachings the magnificent animal kingdom has to offer.
Turtle logic is basically that we have everything that we need on our backs. We have a safety net. Basically, when it gets difficult, they can literally pull into their shells. It was a researcher with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder that specifically said to children that he wanted them to do turtle. This was Russell Barkley. Dr. Russell Barkley would say, do turtle. Pull your arms and legs into your shell, scan your environment, and say, what am I supposed to be doing now? So I would start with that with children, using the turtle as almost a metaphor. But several children have come in that had problems with shyness. And I would use the types of analogies of, Florida was shy at first, but he's learned to come out of his shell. He'll stretch his neck and place his arms out and sun himself and enjoy life. I'll talk with the children about establishing eye contact, showing that they're not afraid of somebody. So we'll move the turtle back and forth. The first time I really used him in therapy and saw it successful was when I placed a little doll on the turtle's back, and I built two separate castles with a four-year-old child that was about to go through a divorced household. The parents were going to get along, but she was going to have to adjust to going back and forth. So with the little doll on the back of the turtle's back, we built one castle here that we called Mommy's house, one castle here that we called Daddy's house, and the turtle brought the little doll back and forth, and it was almost as though a light bulb went on in her head, and she said, it's going to be okay. I'll be the turtle going back and forth. And I would bring the turtle in and build a wall or a circle around the turtle to teach the children how to overcome obstacles. By building a wall and then calling the turtle, he would literally bulldoze through.
Yeah.
And the children would say, wow, that's amazing. He's not afraid of anything.
Wow.
And I would continuously use different metaphors of, he comes out of a shell, he's not afraid of anything, he loves to run, he loves the reinforcement, he likes the reward of getting the scratch on his back. And I think that was really the first time that I could say he was truly a pet therapy animal.
Florida actually has other awesome animal team members to lend him a hand.
We do have a therapy dog in the office.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cat that I've trained to come when I call him. My original aspiration was to become a veterinarian,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy animals.
As celebrity status would usually have it, there's a book in the works about Florida, aptly titled Florida, the Turtle Who Thinks He's a Dog, to be released sometime in 2011. Dr. Sparrow, who co-authored it with his wife, Maria Sparrow, gives us a sneak peek.
This is Jim Capullo's artwork of the turtle and myself. A larger close-up. So the book is basically Florida's life, how he came to the office, how the children have learned to appreciate him, and basically that he's helped children to overcome anxiety, fear, shyness, to become self-confident, and to keep, or to make and keep friends, to trust and grow, and to come out of his shell. The logic is if a turtle can do that, so can you. And if that's not unusual for a little reptile, then what is? You smile for the camera, Florida.
Come
on, good boy. Ooh, you're a good boy. Are you a good boy? Wave to the people. That's it. And that's Florida, the turtle that thinks he's a dog, that lives with Dr. Mitch.
Thank you for watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. May we always remember the lovely ways in which turtles can teach us about trust and coming out of our shell to make a difference in the world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.